newest form of birth control approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration isn't a pill or a patch. It's a smartphone app. It's called Natural Cycles, and it relies on a basal thermometer and an algorithm to tell users when they're more likely to get pregnant. There's debate as to whether its annual subscription fee of $80 should be covered by insurance under the Affordable Care Act's birth control mandate. Reporter Kate Sheridan has been covering the issue for Stat News. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
What is the big question that the FDA approval of this app is raising?
I think the big question now is going to be, how do people get access to it? This is now an FDA-cleared method of birth control, and the Affordable Care Act requires all FDA-approved methods to be covered.
Would this be more controversial because it's an app?
Controversial maybe, but certainly more confusing. It's not exactly clear how insurers would even be able to cover an app. It's not like you go to a pharmacy counter and download it right in front of them.
So how does it work?
Anybody can download it right now. It's already available on the App Store. You go in and you subscribe. You get a thermometer from the company or you buy one on your own, and every day you take your temperature and you put it in the app, and it will tell you if you are at risk of becoming pregnant or not.
So there's controversy then about the effectiveness of the app. What's that caused by?
So the effectiveness of any birth control method is really about how well the people using it use it. In this particular case, if people don't listen to the app when the app tells them that they shouldn't be having unprotected sex, that could contribute to the failure rate. If people don't take their temperature at the right time every day, that could also contribute to the failure rate. This happens for all kinds of methods as well. There's a reason that methods like IUDs, for example, are the most reliable. It kind of takes user error out of the equation.
So in the case of effectiveness, how does that play into the overall decision about whether or not something is going to be covered by insurance companies?
Insurance companies, as a general rule, won't cover something if they don't believe it's going to be effective or reliable. We've seen that happen with certain rare disease drugs, for example. In this case, since the effectiveness rating reported is generally around other birth control methods, I don't see that being an issue. The big issue is going to be technical requirements and how they can actually reimburse people for the app.
As you said, the Affordable Care Act is supposed to cover birth control methods. The ACA's birth control mandate, though, is the subject of much controversy. How might it play out in the case of this app?
Right. So insurers can't just decide if they want to cover one method or another method. They have to cover all methods. So the controversy this brings up is how they're able to do so. The mandate requires that people don't have out-of-pocket costs. So if you can't afford to put $8 down for a yearly plan and then wait for your insurance company to reimburse you, that could be a real problem. Because right now we have absolutely no mechanism for insurers to cover an app up front. This hasn't really been done before.
So this could be the test case, the trigger.
Yeah, and it's a trigger that is going to be very important in the future as well. This is not the only kind of mobile medical app that we've seen and that we're going to see.
So when a technology becomes a test case, what has to be considered?
A lot of things have to be considered, I think. It's going to be about how consumers adopt this, how they use it, and how reliably they can use it. That's going to be the really big question, I think, for me, is does this app fit with people's lifestyles, and does it provide them the coverage and protection they need?
Okay, Kate Sheridan, reporter for Stat News. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.